0.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number 3. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out right to the phones, let's go to Martin, listening on WNTK in New Hampshire. Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm one of those dumb Americans that like big government.
Really?
You like big government? How does government solve any of your problems?
How does it solve my problems? You've heard of Enron Corporation, haven't you?
I have heard of the Enron Corporation. As a matter of fact, I was a stockholder.
These are, okay, these are the private companies that we have to trust. These are the private companies you want to take over law enforcement. You want to take over our government responsibilities. Let me tell you, we are the government, you and I. You and I are the government.
Don't point
to government as being a villain and victimizing us, because we elect the officials. We are responsible for the results.
I'm not responsible for anything those people do, sir, and I am not part of the government at all. In fact, did you have to buy Enron stock?
Don't you vote at all?
Wait a minute. You can get to that here in a moment, but you brought up Enron. Did you have to purchase their products and their stock?
Did I not purchase their products?
Did you have to? Did you have to? Did they point a gun at you and force you to purchase their products?
See, the trouble is, these companies are so large, they put out products you don't recognize. They don't call any product Enron. They have other names. There's thousands of names when you can have one entity sponsoring them. And we have no idea what goes on in corporate structures. Most of them...
Well, first of all,
I'd like to make a point of clarification here. If you'll recall, if you'll understand that a corporation is, in fact, a government-sponsored entity, a corporation is a piece of paper that absolves a man of his responsibilities to his customers by, you know, creating an entity that is not real. It's a file folder in a government, filing cabinet someplace. A corporation is...
Government concept.
Yeah, it's a government concept.
Right.
Now, if a man ran Enron, you could sue him for everything he owned, right?
Well, I don't know what this has got to do with the government policing corporations like Enron. Who is going to police them? Who is going to make sure that they don't...
Consumers will police them with consumer advocacy groups like Consumer Reports.
We have no idea what Enron is doing.
That's why you have what are called watchdog groups like Consumer Reports and other agencies and organizations that do pay attention to these groups. And so you can boycott their products. And so you can avoid shopping at their stores. And so you can avoid supporting them financially. See, the difference between businesses and government is you can choose which businesses you want to do business with. Whereas the government, you don't have a choice, sir.
No, we certainly do have a choice. Let me finish, please. Every 4 years, we elect a new president. Every 2 years, we elect new congressmen. We do have a choice, and that's how we voice it.
Yeah, well, that deal sucks,
works.
Martin. Let me tell you.
I understand where you're coming from. This is what we've been told all along, that we have the voice in the government. Now, I'm going to assume for a second that when Joseph Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes but who counts the votes, that in fact in this country we have legitimate elections. Now, a lot of that's been questioned along the ways, and I'm not really sure whether or not we have had entirely legitimate elections. And when you think about all the elections that have occurred, some of them have to have been sidetracked by... people that, you know, got in there and screwed with the votes. But let's assume that every election is fair and equal. Don't you see the government gets larger and larger and that I have no choices? I mean, would it be okay with you if the people of your community voted to, kill me and take all my money and give it to the poor people? Would that be fair because 51% of the people voted for it?
I think we ought to deal with reality here, okay?
We're dealing with the reality of democracy. This is our government. What if somebody wants to take all of my money away and give it to poor people?
That is not reality.
They can take 35% of my money. Why can't they take all of it? There was a time in this country when I had a tax bracket of 90%.
We drive on. Your money is paying for police enforcement. Your money is paying for all the...
It sounds like my money's paying for a lot of middle-class bureaucrats to have jobs who I would prefer not to support.
You just hate the government. That's what a Doyle
I don't hate the government. I think the government is inefficient.
The government, if you don't want to take responsibility for the government, I will. I will be responsible for the government. So you can call me an ignorant American or whatever you want.
The government doesn't take responsibility, and you don't take responsibility because the government makes mistakes, and I don't get to sue them. Can I sue you?
No, we get to elect them. We get to take them out of office.
Right. That's fine and dandy, but at least I can sue Enron.
Right, so we get to pick between big government politician A and big government politician B, and you're telling me that's a choice?
As a matter of fact, you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see government-controlled talk show hosts.
I bet you would.
What do you think about the highest law on the land, the First Amendment that says I should have freedom of speech? You don't like that one?
No, that's good. But there used to be the Fair Law, which gave someone with the opposing opinion equal time on the radio. That was disbanded by the Republicans, as a matter of fact.
Why don't you go buy your own radio station?
Because I would like to come on your radio station.
You are on our radio station.
No.
It's a radio show.
I want like 3 hours. I want 3 hours.
Call Bob Vinatieri. I'll tell you what. Put in the 5 years that I've put in, and you can have your radio show.
I put in 10 years, buddy. I've been at this business for 10 years.
You think you're
going
to walk on and have your own radio show? You want somebody to give you something on a silver platter? You sound like a liberal.
What are you doing in New Hampshire anyway? Where were you born?
New Hampshire's a liberal state now.
Where were you born?
All of New England is liberal now. So you are in the minority, my friend.
Where were you born?
You're in the minority, and I know why.
Where were you born,
Martin? I know
why. Huh?
Because,
where were you born?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just curious.
You're probably a youngster.
Martin. Where were you born?
I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Figures. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Get out of here. We don't want your type in our state.
It's entirely unfair to call New Hampshire a liberal state. I'd call it a purple state. It is definitely has areas that are conservative to it and definitely has areas that are more liberal. And I think that that's one of the things that makes New Hampshire the God-ordained state to pick the president of the United States.
800-259-9231. We are not the government. I love it when they pull out lines. I mean, he was just parroting all the big government lines. Oh, yeah, we're the government. Huh. Let's see. Well, if we were the government, then the government would be getting a lot smaller because we don't really like having big government around. Now, Martin does, so he's all pleased. Oh, he's pleased as punch with what the government does. There's no government thing. There's nothing the government could do to be wrong, apparently, in people like Martin's mind. They're out there protecting us from evil companies that are taking advantage of us. Oh, these companies are out selling products and services, and some of them are cooking the books. Well, you know what? You didn't have to buy Enron stock.
Enron got rich and powerful from its contracts with the government. I mean, it's these companies that are in bed with the government.
Right.
These companies wouldn't have the power and control over your life if it wasn't for their relationships with the government. The government is a weapon. It's a tool that they can use to get what they want, and they have more money than you have.
By the way, I would like to rebut one point that he made, and that is that, well, we get to control the government. Every 2 years or 4 years, you get to elect new representatives. Big flippin' deal. We get to choose between lousy choices most every time. Finally, we get Ron Paul. He's actually a decent choice, but 99.9% of the time, it's not worth voting. Secondly, that sucks. Once every 2 years? Once every 4 years? That's the only time the government is ever subject to anything that resembles a marketplace signal. The only time. You ever notice that? How politicians will change their behavior towards the election time? All of a sudden, the politicians that are running for office, the incumbents, will all of a sudden be more available to you. You're able to pick up the phone and maybe call their office and actually talk to them or get them on a radio show to interview them. And, you know, they're much more approachable when they're running for office. But once they win the office, then they're nowhere to be found. Heck, sometimes they don't even show up at the state house to vote on things because they don't give a flip. In the marketplace, market signals are being sent to the marketplace actors, the businesses, and the consumers all of the time. When you've got your doors open and there are customers walking through your doors and you make a mistake, you screw up. Let's say you're running a food service business. You make a sandwich wrong. That customer is going to come up and complain to you about it. And you'll either make
it. If it was the DMV that gave you a bad sandwich, screw you. You've got to wait hours to get to talk to somebody.
Yeah, they don't care. Government doesn't have an incentive to care. Whereas business people are always receiving market signals. They're always getting input from their customers. They're always getting input from their vendors and the people they're doing business with. And if they don't change the way they do business to make most of their customers happy, they're going to go out of business. Whereas if the government's making most of its constituents unhappy, it doesn't matter. They don't have to change their ways. They do business at the point of a gun. And I'm sorry, but that is wrong. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD,
books, music,
instruments,
periodicals,
computers,
software,
electronic,
photo,
cell phone,
office product,
home and garden,
bed and bath,
furniture,
kitchen,
pet supply,
automotive,
hardware,
apparel,
shoes,
jewelry,
grocery,
healthcare,
sports and outdoors,
toys,
games,
used and more.
It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will, or a living trust. In minutes, LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. You can create a will or a living trust to keep your money away from the hands of the government and away from the hands of the caller that we just had.
Big government freak. You know what?
It made me so sick. He said that he wants a talk show like we have. Well, I want you
to
have
one.
I absolutely want the guy to
have
one.
I know Bob Vinokur on the station. He's listening to WNTK. He'll sell you 3 hours on the weekend if you pay him enough money.
You know, we started at the bottom. We started at one station in Sarasota, Florida.
We bought time.
We have bought time for the show in the past.
Right. So, yeah, we worked for 5-10 years before we've gotten to where we are today. So you can't just walk through the door of your local radio station and have them hand you a radio show. But if you're going to hand them several thousand dollars, then they'll give you a slot. Most stations will. Most stations, they've got bills to pay. They're willing to do that. So consider that, Martin. 800-259-9231. Also, interesting quote from Lysander Spooner that somebody shared with me that I thought was particularly relevant about Martin's point about, well, we're the government, and you can elect new officials every 2 years. Well, according to Lysander Spooner, a man is nonetheless a slave because he's allowed to choose a new master once in a term of years. 800-259-9231. Let's go right to the phones and talk to ladies first. It's Dana. Listening in Indianapolis on WXNT. Hello, Dana.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Oh, well, first I want to say that my fiance and I love the show.
Thank you.
We're only get it on podcast back home, but he's religious about downloading it and listening to it all the time. So, number two, go Ron Paul.
Thank you.
So, we love the show because it's really opened our eyes about a lot of matters, and he's wanting to get out of the military and everything else. So, but what's on my mind is the welfare system. I went through a divorce a couple years ago and was having a hard time paying my bills. And you know, I was a hardworking citizen, you know, working, you know, 60 hours a week, trying to make ends meet, you know, doing my job, paying my loan, everything, you know, my loan on my house, paying for my car, you know, trying to make a living. And I needed help with food, you know, doing everything I could, and they said, "I'm sorry, you make too much money. We can't help you out."
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the house payment, huh? It was you were left with the big house, and the payment was high, and so therefore
I was left with a house, two cars, a 10-acre farm, and a lot of debt.
Right. So it takes no consideration into how much your commitments are. It's just how much money you make.
Absolutely.
So wait, you mean mommy government didn't take good care of you, Dana?
No, they didn't. I'm a United States citizen, and I don't get first priority.
Well, apparently Martin said he would take responsibility for everything the government
right.
did. So I blame him.
I blame Martin too. Who did he vote for? It's all their fault.
You know, the vote, it's not like the vote matters. I'm sure that Martin, you know, voted for somebody who hasn't gotten elected. Why is he responsible?
Sure, it really is. So what are you doing in Indianapolis? Visiting family, or what are you doing?
We're visiting family up here.
Gotcha. So. Very good. Well, if your family likes the show, you should have them call the station and ask them to put us on during the week, because we're only on Saturdays in Indy. We'd love to be on more than that.
Anything Actually, else you we need to you on in Louisville.
Pick up your phone, call your local talk stations. This is to anybody listening to the show. If your station is already carrying the show but you don't get all 18 hours, call up and tell them thanks and ask them to add more Free Talk Live. We do the show 6 nights a week. And if they don't carry any Free Talk Live, then definitely ask them to carry anything of our program. So did you want to talk about anything else, Dana?
No, that's about it. We'd love the show.
Thanks for the call. And send your picture into the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance. We'd love to have you there.
I will do that.
Thank you. Great. Have a great night. 800-259-9231. That's
Shrine of Female Listeners, not a beauty contest. There's women of all ages, shapes, and sizes there.
Exactly. We're very proud of our shrine and proud of our lady listeners. Let's go right into the phone calls here. We've got a bunch of guys on hold, and they've been waiting patiently. Let's talk to Kevin in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good. What's on your mind?
All right. So I got a scary story. Wednesday, we just had our second child, and while we were at the hospital, now our first child's 2 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something different that happened from the last time to this time. They had this little security band around his ankle, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, I was like, well, nice little private security system, great. Then one of my wife's friends came and visited our hospital room, and we were talking about that security bracelet, and her sister worked at a hospital in a not-so-good area or whatever. and they said they were one of the first hospitals to introduce it. And the reason they did it was because they were getting parents that they thought weren't responsible enough to have children, so and they would take their children when they weren't supposed to. So they put these bands on so they could watch it and, you know, watch the parents in case they did try to take their baby home. And, if you know, because with the assumption they're going to turn the kids into whatever government agency does that.
I can't imagine. They're holding the kids hostage. You can't take your child home if you want to. Look, if my wife gave birth to a child in a hospital, I'm going to take that. I'm going to be there in the delivery room. I'm going to take that baby like a football, and I'm going to get out of there. Those people want to vaccinate your children. I want nothing to do with that crap.
I want to sign them up for a Social Security number, too.
They want to do all kinds of things.
Yeah, they were shocked when I didn't want to do a Social Security number.
Oh, really? You said no to that?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Did they let you get away with it?
Yeah. They asked me 5 or 6 times, if, you know, are you sure? I mean, it makes it so easy for you.
Right. Yeah, why don't you want your kid to have a Social Security number? What's wrong with you? Hey, you know what? You're a suspected terrorist now if you don't want that.
But, you know, I had all these friends in the room with my wife, and, you know, they're sitting, you know, talking about how this is a great thing, you know, that protects the children and everything. And I then sit back and I make the statement, well, does that mean the hospital owns my child? And they were like, I guess so.
Gross. Well, they were just, I'm sure they don't really think the hospital owns a child. They just see, oh, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a logical deduction. Yeah. So what ended up happening? I mean,
we're respectable, so,
right.
I mean, there was no issues with us. So, I mean, you know, time came, a little band came off and we went home, but.
Amazing story. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 as we continue talking.
I'm all for midwifery, by the way. You know, if you're going to have a child.
Having a baby at home?
Yeah. Try to have it at home. It's
save you a lot of money.
It certainly will.
Let's talk to Jay in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you guys were talking about the Electoral College a little bit earlier, and I went and posted a great article up on the forums that really does a good job of explaining what's so great about it. I too, was pretty skeptical about it, didn't like it, was opposed to it.
Can you give us the article. Executive summary here for those of our listeners who don't have Internet access?
Well, I wish I really could. It's long, and it's about a physician who basically took about 20 years running every scenario he possibly could think of mathematically as to whether you'd have more or less power as an individual with your one vote in an electoral system or without it. And in every scenario pretty much he could think of that he could run through this mathematically, it came out in favor of the individual every time.
And it was supposedly electoral colleges kept us from having a couple of, you know, revolutions or near revolutions.
Yeah, they mentioned that as well.
So people can see that on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com?
Yep, they sure
Thanks,
can.
Thanks, Jay. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. This is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives right there, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, there's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just click and download. In fact, there's an entire year's worth of them right there for free at freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we continue with the phone calls, talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
It's going great. I am very happy to hear that we are now on weekends on KGEZ. That's something that they were working on, but I didn't know it was going to happen this soon, so good to know. What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I just called tonight because I
You got my hopes up. Well, you can expect us to be on your station on weekends sometime soon. Anyway, what's up, Jeremy?
Well, you know how I am. I'm a good rainbow brother, man. I keep trucking on. But but I wanted to talk about you know, Ron Paul actually being acknowledged by the media at the bottom of their set this week on the Today Show or whatever.
Yeah, it was Good Morning America. He was on Good Morning America on ABC this morning. A couple days ago, he was on with Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and the reporting has been very positive since he got his $5 million in the last quarter. Very positive reporting for Ron Paul. In fact, there was a Time Magazine article about Ron Paul's online presence that was also
Mark
very positive.
Ian, you guys both know that they put us at the bottom of the set, you know. It kind of reminds me of when they had that other Texan on, what's his name? You know, the one
Kinky Friedman?
And we all had our hopes up, and then our hopes were all dashed in the end, you know. And
I don't know. That's happened so many times to people in the Liberty Movement. I really couldn't tell you.
Perhaps Bednarik?
Michael Bednarik, perhaps, the Libertarian candidate in 2004. I'd be surprised if the major news even mentioned his name. But nonetheless, Ron Paul continues to grow. The media continues to have to pay attention. Ron Paul is making it so, and his campaign and the people supporting it are making it so they can't ignore him anymore. And I think you're going to see more and more coverage. Jeremy, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it, as always. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Markello. Rick?
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind, Rick?
Well, I just wanted to let you know straight up front, I'm retired military.
Mm-hmm.
And four times during my career, I stood up in front of the American flag, and I took an oath to protect this country from all enemies, domestic and foreign.
Mm-hmm.
I still live by that. And I want to tell you that I am fully on Paul, and I have joined this campaign to be a volunteer.
That is fantastic. You know, you're not the only one. Ron Paul is getting, I think, the majority of former military members.
He's the number one person that people in the military are donating to.
You see, what the problem is with this country right now is the Americans are walking around with their head in a fog of political correctness. All they see is the first woman or the first black being elected as a president. But what they don't understand is, can you tell me why that Hillary Clinton and Obama will not debate their views or their stance on the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, or will they talk about their affiliation with the United Nations and turning us into the American Union? Bill Clinton did not sign the NAFTA agreement for no reason at all.
Unfortunately, most Americans don't even know, this is a shocker, but there's a significant number of Americans that don't even know what's in the First Amendment. There was this there's a guy that went around with a video camera on the streets of an American city and asked various different people of the, you know, that were younger, people that were older, people that, you know, looked upper class or lower class. He asked various different people the same questions and asked them about, you know, name one of the things that's in the First Amendment, and they couldn't do it. A significant amount of people, they didn't honestly know.
My favorite
what it
was that Americans thought that the right to own a pet was in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, they don't understand what the American people don't understand. If they elect Hillary Clinton or Obama, they both have sponsored a bill and tried to get this bill passed numerous times that would limit your First Amendment rights that would include to even contact your elected officials, which are your First Amendment rights and in your voter rights. But all they can see is the first woman being elected.
Right. It might be the first woman or the first black, but it's just another socialist.
Is she going to lose if she gets elected?
No, they don't understand that. You're right. And all they're seeing is the top layer of the message. All they hear is the promises. And this is not just Hillary and Obama. It's Romney and Giuliani and all of those guys. You know, all the Americans hear is, well, they're going to keep us safe, or they're going to give us free health care, or whatever else the promises are.
You know what's going to keep America safe? It's us retired military people, which I am a member of the NRA and the GOA.
And it's good for you. The gun owners of America.
That are going to fight for this country. Wow. I didn't take that oath just to stay in the military. I took that oath to protect the land.
Good for you, and I'm glad you take it. I'm glad you're taking it seriously. And it's not just military members; it's anybody in America that owns a gun and isn't afraid to use it to defend their freedoms. And hey, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Those are the kind of military guys I love to hear from.
Absolutely. People
take their oath to the Constitution seriously.
And understood it. I mean, we've talked to guys who've been in the military. They don't give you a Constitution class in basic training.
They just ask you to swear to it.
Right.
And really what that means is follow our orders.
So what percentage of guys that are in the military today actually have some idea of what the Constitution is about? That's a question I can't answer. Just rhetorical. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hail Hillary. Okay, I just wanted to talk about Enron really quick.
Sure.
You know, when there's a really big problem, you can always assume that government is at the root of it.
Oh, yeah.
No different in California's case. What bankrupted Enron, I think, was price controls. California government had price controls. Enron couldn't sell their power for as much as the market demanded, and that's what ultimately put them into bankruptcy. So it's government's problem, not capitalism's problem.
Interesting observation, Troy. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
800-259-9231.
He's right. Whenever there's a really big problem, you can usually count on the government being involved.
Right. The government just messes things up. Whatever it sticks its hands into, it ruins it.
You know, they might pull something off. Like, say, they built a really great interstate system. It's pretty good. Now, of course, there's no free market interstate system to compare it to.
Comparison, right.
But, you know, when the government can throw enough money at a problem and perhaps solve it. But I'd like to use the example that I've used on a couple of occasions here. If I went to the car dealer and I managed to buy myself a Honda Accord for $60,000, my wife wouldn't consider that a success.
She would normally cost
$20,000, $25,000, maybe. Okay. for a Honda Accord. And if I'm able to solve the problem that we need, a Honda Accord, and I'm able to throw enough money at it and I can get that done,
you've still failed.
I've still failed.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Howdy, gents.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Last night, Ian, you seemed to argue that because you don't sign a contract to be a citizen of the United States, that you're not obligated to pay anything.
That's correct.
I would ask you, what contract do I sign if I go on your property? And if I don't sign a contract, do I have any obligations to you?
Well, you can leave when you're asked to leave. And no, you don't sign a contract.
You step in that bear trap.
But yep. if I ask you to leave my property, then you are required to go.
Uh-huh. And if you force me to pay some sort of toll or tax to stay on your property.
Well, I couldn't force you to pay a toll. Wait, you want
to
stay on the property?
Then.
If you wanted to stay, then yeah, that would be reasonable.
I've got another point. Can I come back?
Sure, hang on.
Yeah. I want a question for me someday.
Okay.
Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. Well, you support property rights too, Mark. You can answer these questions. And, yes, more with Eric and your calls as well. Even in these remaining moments, we'll be able to sneak you in at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, Live Saturday Edition.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday show, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, then you can buy my house. That's right. It's still on the market. It's been months.
It's in Sarasota, Florida.
It's
I'm sorry.
It's a beautiful, beautiful home, beautiful place to live.
It's priced far lower than market. Anybody who gets it will be getting a bargain. But
they really will be.
It is sitting in one of the worst real estate markets in America
now. It's the worst for sellers.
Right.
It's not the worst for buyers.
No, that's true.
You can
own a house that's really pretty close to the beach.
Just minutes from the beach. If you've been looking for an excuse to move to the sun coast of Florida, to move to Florida at all, this is a great opportunity for you. It's $174,000. That's what I'm asking. You go to house.freetalklive.com, see some pictures, learn more about the house, the nice 3-2, beautifully remodeled. House.freetalklive.com.
Totally inappropriate.
You won't be disappointed. All right, let's continue with Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, we were talking about property, and you said, well, could you come onto my property? And, if you wanted to stay on the property, could I charge you for it? And, well, of course. And you can go and set up a tent on my side yard, for instance. I might charge you a few bucks a night in order to do something like that. So, yes.
Yeah, the only thing I would need to prove, then, to prove that it's legitimate for the U.S. to tax, is to prove that it's a private society. And to prove that, I would like to cite the fact that you can't just waltz into the U.S. You have to go through immigration services. You have to fill out forms. You have to take an oath. Therefore,
no, I don't think that proves anything. That just proves that there's a gang of people calling themselves the government around. I think what you need to prove is that the United States government owns all of America. Because I own my property.
Right, Eric, and I hate waiting in here and defending my my crazy cohort.
You're just defending property rights, Mark.
But you put me on the wrong side of the equation here, Eric.
I'm sorry.
You know, the fact is, the America love it or leave it argument that you have is probably the strongest against libertarianism in general. The fact is, you know, I have the freedom to leave America where I feel oppressed or whatever, so I can just go on. And it's a great argument. But would you say that the founding fathers, Samuel Adams, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, would you say these guys were wrong in, throwing off the king? I mean, he had legitimate, he owned America. You know, the United States government doesn't own America. They never bought it from anybody. The king actually owned America, and they threw off his rule.
No, I think what they did was fine. I don't think I've ever argued for love it or leave it. I think my position is more of work within the system or leave. If you want to change the government, that is absolutely fine by me, and that's what I seek to do personally. But
same
if
here.
You think that you can break off part of the system and make it your own without going through the system that's already established, I don't think that's right.
But I don't have an obligation to the system, Eric.
I think I proved that you did, though, because
no,
it's a private system. And here, here's another point to add on to that. Any land in the United States that isn't owned by a private industry or an individual, who owns that land?
Well, at one point, that would have been open for homesteading, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now, at this point, when the government's become so large and so tyrannical, there's no way you can homestead anything. They don't want you to have anything.
Well, I think that actually proves my point, because it was the United States government granting people the right to homestead. It was their land. I mean, the United States said, we are going to take land from sea to shining sea. They made it their own. And then gave it to the American people. Or at least that's the way I understand it.
Well, you know, they purchased Louisiana Purchase. They purchased pieces of land along the way. And one can make an argument that they did, in fact, through stolen funds, own that land. But, you know,
the mafia owns things, too.
You know, when you're talking about the land here in, the 13 original colonies, I guess you wouldn't be saying that, because those people in that particular geographical area, as though a government has control of a geographic area, those people in that geographic area fought for that freedom.
Well,
the land that I had was owned at one point by, a colonist of England.
Mm-hmm. If any of us cease to own our land, though, like, for instance, if we abandon it or if we die and there's no one that it goes to, who gets that land?
The government, but
uh-huh.
it's simply because they have more guns.
I don't think it has anything to do with guns, though. I think it's because the government...
Haven't you ever been pulled over?
No, I haven't been, thankfully.
Wow, well, that's great.
It is because they have guns and they aren't afraid to use them. The fact is, the people calling themselves government are individuals that are doing business at the point of a gun. Mao Zedong said it best when he said government power grows from the barrel of a gun. While the rest of us are out here making a living honestly, we're out here making a living offering products and services in the marketplace on a voluntary basis, and we don't have to use coercion in order to get people to purchase them.
Do you think that revolution... is a legitimate thing? Do you think that people have the
good
right
question.
To revolution?
Yes.
Okay.
But what about working in a system?
That's what Ed Brown did.
I don't think it's a revolution, though. He's not trying to overthrow the government. He just decided, I'm going to break
it
off.
He overthrew it on his little bit of land. Obviously, if he rode his horse over to Washington, D.C. and said, I'm going to kill you Freemasons or whatever gobbledygook that he was talking about, he's going to die.
He said
he overthrew it right there on his little piece of land.
When the founders inscribed the right to revolution in the Declaration of the Right.
Screw what they wrote into the Declaration of Independence, because that's not where the right of revolution comes from. The right of revolution comes from God.
Your right to be free.
Perhaps they didn't come up with it, but they did inscribe it, and they did sanctify it.
How does your support of revolution jive with your support of working within the system?
Well, I mean, if you're going to overthrow the system in its entirety, that's different. If you're going to stop working in the system as an individual, I think that you're still in the system, though. So you're sapping other people's funds and still living within the system.
No, see, Ed and Elaine stayed on their property. That's not true. They stayed right on their property. They weren't sapping anyone's anything.
And they were paying
their own windmills. They bought all their stuff.
And they were paying property taxes, so they theoretically did purchase the services of their local government.
I think you got the first round here, Eric, but I think we got the second, and I got to say we won the match.
Well, if you don't mind, I think we both have some good points. Round three, just real quick. I think this one's actually a more interesting question. You guys argued yesterday that we should have private societies and whatnot.
Whoa,
and
no private societies for
okay,
me.
Okay, well, Ian argued that we should have private societies. And he also argued that because he can't move anywhere and set up his own system, that therefore he's not free. And, if there was some area that was uninhabited and he could set up his own system, then he would leave and set up his own system. But that raises the question, what if we had all private societies, no socialist governments, as he would call them, and what if all the land was taken by private societies? Would then all private societies become illegitimate because you could no longer establish a new private society of your own?
It's an interesting question. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, if all societies were private, then theoretically they would be competing, and they would probably be different to some extent, because otherwise why would you have your own private society if it were going to be identical to the one next door to it? So you'd have, there would be different sets of rules and different societies competing for people, people's business or people living there. So theoretically there would be a plethora of choices of places to go to.
Indeed, and it may be many choices, but the argument that you made is that you can't go anywhere where you don't have to pay taxes. You can't go anywhere where you can be truly free. If you believed that all private societies were, you know, extremely conservative and socialistic, what have you, you might feel that you had the right to move to a different area instead of your own private society in which you could be truly free. But if all land was taken by private societies already established, you would argue that none of them were legitimate, as you could not be truly free.
Well, if indeed I had not consented to the society that I was in, which is the situation I'm in today, I have not consented to this government and its awful rules, then in that case, wait, I'd be in a similar situation I'm in today. You're describing a similar situation to what we have today.
Ian, my friend, you consent each and every minute that you stay within the United States.
Absolutely BS. I don't consent to being ruled over by a gang of violent thugs, and I never will. Thanks for the call, Eric. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Well, I think he makes really good arguments. I would say that the very best scenario, instead of the Free State Project, where 20,000 liberty-loving individuals go to one state to try to limit the growth of government or return it to just protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, would be some rich libertarian, I don't know one, would go out and buy some island, hopefully in the Caribbean where it's nice and warm, maybe in the Southern Pacific. That would be really great. Buy a little island that is relatively uninhabited and set up the libertarian utopia there. Largely, most of those places have pretty small governments as it is.
Some people have even talked about a ship. Like a floating platform or something.
It wouldn't have the recognition on a national, on an international scale that a piece of land would if you chose to, but,
anyway,
the thing is you can have a bank account in a country.
Right.
Like, I could open up a bank in the tiny little island of Egitopia.
The only time Eric can even come close to making a good point is when he's totally off in the world of fantasy. Like, his point was,
your fantasy world.
What if everyone... No. He was off in this world of fantasy where every single private society was of an undesirable type, in that every single private society had decided to go, totally Christian conservative or totally socialist or whatever it is that I might find undesirable. And that's completely unrealistic, because I know that in today's world there's a significant number of people that think the way that I do. And the idea that those people wouldn't get together and form their own society is absolutely absurd. In a world where there are competing tiny little private societies, we'd have a whole lot more choice than we do today, instead of having this one big overarching government. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired?